These panels were painted by Simone Martini, one of the greatest Sienese painters of the 14th century. They're part of an altarpiece that originally comprised 5 panels. Lawrence Cantor.
Together, they formed the altarpiece that was ordered by the Sienese government to be installed in the governor's mansion in Siena. Unlike any other altarpiece of the time, the governor's altarpiece was meant to be portable. It had to be carried from house to house every 6 months because the Sienese Republic, refusing to allow any of its own citizens to acquire too much power, required the governor always to be elected from a citizen of another town, and the term of office was every 6 months. This person then had to rent a mansion in Siena, and each time he rented a new house, a new governor, the altarpiece tracked along with him. The Madonna and Child is preserved in a near-perfect state. You can see the very delicate work in the gold as well as in the colors of the Virgin's robe and the Child's gown and tunic. But even more sophisticated, to my way of thinking, are the now darkened colors of St. Ansanus's purple cape, or the muscles and tendons of his fingers as they wrap around the staff he holds, a remarkably sophisticated device for a 14th century painter. In the Simone Martinis, you see the first efforts in the direction of realistic anatomy being portrayed in Western art.